Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everyone. Glad to have you with us once again, and joined by Ava. You're here.
I am here, and it's officially December.
It is. We got here. We're here.
It's Don. The last month of the year.
Don's here.
I'm here, too.
Wow.
You know
I
what?
I got to pinch you.
Yeah.
Touch you. There, see,
I'm turkeyed here. Out. How about you?
No, actually, I'm all not right. Turkeyed out. But I will say we have a lot of turkeys going on in the deal today. A turkey's a good thing, isn't it, if you have three
I
of
think
them?
So.
Oh, that's bowling. Well, whatever. We're going to go that way with it. We're getting a lot of reports coming up. We got a fun deal coming from the Deer Harvest, where that sits in both Minnesota and Wisconsin. We've got some tips to make your outdoor photographs much better. And I've got more gifts for the hunter in your family that I've come up with. Since no one else in this group seems to be contributing, I am going to be the one who's going to provide it. So
okay, Santa Claus.
You're going to want to hang on to the show. Hang in there with us. We'll be right back with more Valley Outdoors right after these words. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
Well, Ava, good to be back.
It is good to be back. Lots of Thanksgiving good stuff.
Yeah.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was quite good. I made smoked stuffing, which is one of my absolute favorite things to do. If you haven't tried it, real quick recipe for you, Don. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Cast iron pot or pan, excuse me, frying pan.
Yep.
And garlic, onion, and celery. Take some croutons that you would have, spiced or unspiced, whatever you want. I prefer a little seasoned. You mix that with the chicken broth.
Do you fry the ingredients first?
Yeah, fry the ingredients in an olive oil.
Okay, yeah, so you just put them all in a pan.
Yeah, put them all, fry them up. Yeah.
Oh, okay, you're going to fry them.
And then you get done with that. I add Italian sausage, so I fry it in a separate pan. Yep. I throw that in the juice as well.
Yeah.
Chopped up very fine, finely. And then what I do is I'll put in the croutons, and then you pour the chicken broth over the top of it. It takes a one quart container chicken broth.
A quart?
Well, you know, the regular box.
Box.
The
yeah.
full box.
That's a lot.
That's a quart. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sodium, low in sodium. Important there. You don't need, because it's a flavor thing, believe it or not.
Do you drink this cocktail before dinner or after?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah. I usually have a Tom and Jerry before I make it. That makes it much better. When I get done with it, it tastes a lot better that way. Anyway, so you pour it over the top. Now, it's mounding on a regular 12-inch. I think it's a 12-inch cast iron. It's not the massive one, but the bigger of the frying pans. And then I put it out for smoker for about an hour and a half. I bring it in. I'll put it in the oven for maybe at 350 for maybe 15 minutes just to crisp up the top. And, oh, my.
It's pretty good, huh?
Oh, it's beyond good.
So you should write that recipe down. We'll put it on our website
with some of our other ones. I can do that. Yep. But that's what I did for Thanksgiving for that side of it. And, yeah, it's good. It was good.
Along with your smoked salmon, you should do that one. Put it on the website.
Yeah, I can do that. My dry brine smoked salmon. Yeah, it's good. Oh, my. I finally got it down to a science. It works quite well.
Okay.
So I like it. I like it a lot. So changing a little bit of topic from cooking, except it's not much of a difference. And speaking of cooking on the slalom circuit, and you know, you give me grief about it all the time, but I will say we're gearing up for the Olympics, Don.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Are you not excited about that, Ava?
What are we, like, 6 weeks?
I'm excited for it, but I don't watch the things. Well, I like curling.
Curling's really cool, yeah.
I like curling. I like figure skating.
Bobsledding?
Bobsledding's okay.
Luge?
Eh.
Freestyle? Slope style? Come on, slope style is a blast.
Nah.
Slope style with all the jumping and...
Really, for me, figure skating is like peak.
I kind of gave up on that.
Yeah.
Don and I are both like, meh.
I like to watch the hockey.
Hockey's not, that's fun.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so it's coming up. All this, what's coming into this season, we've got Lindsey Vonn will be racing. We've got some amazing people going to be racing. And a couple weeks ago, I said Schifrin got her second straight victory in the slalom. Well, since then, she's got her third straight and now her fourth straight win. And it was in Colorado in front of a hometown crowd. And that is an opening season, and combined with that being one of the events of last season, she's absolutely dominating the circuit right now. She had two slaloms in Aspen in November, and of course 12 of her 104 now 104 World Cup wins have come in the U.S. Absolutely amazing. It's the fourth time in the career she's won the opening three slaloms of a season, but never extended it from four. Crazy. She's done well in the past. In four seasons, winning four in the season in a row, and the opening three, it was at 2019 and 20. One of the women to look for, Paula Molson, she finished eight. That's the Minnesota native to keep your eyes open for. And the other, Nina O'Brien in the U.S., was 26th. She's expected, obviously, Schifrin expected to be one of the stars in the Milan Cortina Olympics, where it's going to be a Cortina d'Ampezzo, Italy, which is going to be such a classic area for skiing, and really, I think, one of the most picturesque areas you can possibly see. I think it's part of the Dolomites, and very, very cool. So,
have you seen some of the reports, though, that they're falling behind on construction for some of the venues?
I've seen some
of it. So hopefully they'll have that all ready by the time that comes.
Let's hope so.
I bet they're working overtime.
A big thing in this particular race, Alexander Almaty-Kildy, who was fiancé of Schifrin's, came back after 2 years after serious injuries in Thanksgiving Super G in Copper Mountain. So he's back racing for the first time. And I got to say, the injuries that these people sustain with the speeds that they're going, and the recovery side, Lindsey Vonn is a prime example, and coming back from this is just absolutely crazy to see that kind of thing happen. But congrats to her. Congrats to the U.S. team and the athletes competing there. We've got some great hopefuls that we're going to look for. I just love it because speed events are there, the downhill, Super G, GS, and slalom. And, yeah, it's going to be fun to watch. We'll keep
coverage. Hopefully they are peaking at the right time.
I think she's riding that peak and probably will for quite some time. She's winning every one of them by over a second and a half, which is unheard of in the World Cup circuit. So, all right, well, stay tuned. We're going to talk a little bit about deer hunting coming up right after the break. We're going to talk about Wisconsin, where they're at as far as the harvest, and Minnesota, where they're at from comparing other seasons. We'll be right back.